CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with Chandler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's Incredible Energy Consciousness, Mikhail Mir's Financial Consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with Quantum Physics and Consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have a new co-host with us today. Typically, Kelly will be with us on the first Friday of the month, but because of some changes that we had to do this month, Kelly is joining us for the third one. Welcome, Kelly Kolodny. And Kelly is a channeler for the Angel Raphael or Archangel Raphael. And her website, you can find out more information about Kelly and the work that Kelly does with Angel Raphael at theangelraphael.com. So welcome, Kelly.
Oh, thank you.
You have been channeling the Angel Raphael for the last 23 years. You've been documented in a book on healing consciousness by Dr. Beth Dupree. You do a lot of work. You're doing both in-person and Skype and phone readings. Tell us how you got involved in this.
Well, I didn't know anything about channeling or really wasn't even very connected to angels or the angelic realm. And in 1989, I was actually a senior in college at the University of Delaware, and I was under a type of chiropractic care called network chiropractic. Mm-hmm. And at the time they were doing some really innovative new work, and apparently the Kundalini through that process just spontaneously moved through my body, and I had this amazing opening and change, and this singing and this sound started to come through me, and also actually through my sister at the time, and through a lot of unfoldment that I won't bore everyone with, Raphael, Archangel Raphael, came in and started talking and transmitting beautiful messages of love, and that's been with me ever since, and it's an amazing gift. And in addition to that, over the years, other energies have come in, including the Virgin Mary energy, which was just beautiful. That happened in 2004, but it didn't stay with me long, maybe about a year. But Archangel Raphael has been present for the last 23, almost 24 years now, and it's just an amazing source of unconditional love.
Nice. And I mean, you went to school, you were probably going in a different direction. Did you do that as well? So did you do both things for a while, or?
Oh, yeah. When I first started to channel Raphael, I mean, it never occurred to me to do it for people outside of the family. I was raised in kind of a conservative Catholic upbringing. And first of all, I was the baby of five kids, and my mom thought, oh, wow, well, you know, either you've lost your mind or you're like possessed. We need to call the priest. So it was an adjustment period, to say the least. And actually, my husband that I'm married to now and have been for 20 years was with me when this happened. So I was fortunate that he witnessed me just being a normal, you know, like young teenage adult to this occurring. So he's been supportive throughout the process. But it definitely wasn't something, you know, I was sharing at a cocktail party when people said, well, what do you do? I channel the Archangel Raphael. So I've adapted, and my ego had to get out of the way, and I had to open up to sharing this gift. And although over the years I have channeled for people, it definitely wasn't my primary, you know, what I did for work. But particularly, I'd say, in the last 2 years, or even in the last 6 months, Raphael has been extraordinarily persistent in wanting to share this message and to get it out. So I have abandoned all of my old ways and am willing to now just to channel for people whenever they need and ask me to.
Nice. Nice. So typically, and we will talk to Raphael probably after the first break, but typically the types of questions we're going to be asking, and we will open up the lines, but just note that for our sessions with Kelly and Raphael, that we won't be doing the psychic type. We will talk about, you know, how we can raise our vibrations and what, you know, the different things that we can do to assist us on our, you know, our spiritual path and evolving towards love. Any types of questions that are more general questions that will assist all of us to evolve towards love are type of questions that you can call in, and we will give you a platform when Kelly's on the air with us once a month. So is there anything else that you would like to tell us about Raphael and maybe some of the things that Raphael does with clients?
Well, when I'm channeling or kind of getting out of the way, I guess, and allowing Raphael to talk to people, she has this amazing ability to just to really go into your heart center and to see, you know, what might be getting in the way of you really vibrating at the highest level and expressing your divinity, as she would say. And I say she, I know that's confusing. Archangel Raphael historically is thought of as a male. Raphael, when first arrived or came through and talked in this manner, said it was just a beautiful spiral of white light that descended through matter in, onto the earth plane to bring messages and to awaken our consciousness. And that's how she'll or he describes himself. I just say she because I'm a she and I'm channeling Raphael and I don't want to say it and I forget to say he. So, but yeah, in a personal obsession, like somebody I just left today who was dealing with breast cancer and just a lot of guidance on the healing process and helping them to come to terms with what they needed to do to clear things through. So it's a lot of clearing work and just stepping into allowing, I would say. So a lot goes on energetically and vibrationally in a session, as well as, you know, Raphael always says, well, I'm talking to you and I know that's amusing, but it's really what I'm doing on a deeper level that's creating the most healing.
Now, you have lots of different recordings that that you offer on your website.
I do. I'm working on getting that to have more specific titles. But I channel for large groups, sometimes 200 people or more. And in that group setting, I record it. And it's open for general questions. And people ask all kinds of things from healing or the earth or love. Or last night, they're asking about dolphins and the pyramids, whatever they might be asking it, and Raphael's answers are all recorded and they're downloads, which you can download onto your computer and listen to. So they run about an hour and a half to 2 hours of people asking questions on from forgiveness to anything, you know, depending on what was asked in the group setting. And they're a great introduction to Raphael and her messages.
Nice. Now, a lot of people have issues around, you know, trusting themselves. When you went into this energy, which I'm assuming is pure love, I have heard some of your recordings. So I know that the energy is quite beautiful. But, you know, how did you get to the place where you were able to trust? And also to, you know, is it a deep trance that you go into? So you kind of remove yourself from the experience, or do you also get to experience some of the energy as it's?
You know, it's developed and changed over the past 23 years. In the beginning, I was in such a deep trance, I really had no awareness. And over time, in a sense, it's almost integrated with me. And I kind of describe it as a dream. And when you wake up in the morning, sometimes you remember the whole dream and sometimes you remember just pieces and sometimes you really don't remember anything. So it depends on the session and who I'm channeling for and in what circumstances. So it varies. But the trust factor is huge. I mean, especially when I have to go in and do a group in front of a large audience and I can't prepare, I can't do anything. I just have to sit in a chair and close my eyes and trust that Raphael not only is going to come through, but has something interesting to say to all these people. So it's a huge letting go process that definitely has taken time for me to get to this spot, you know. And knowing whether the information is of a high vibration or truth, you know, Raphael's never let me down. I guess is all these years, all the things she's ever said to all the hundreds or thousands of people I've talked to, no one's ever come and said, wow, Raphael said this and that wasn't true. So I know it radiates love and truth. And like anything, a book or anything you listen to or read, or you have to discern for yourself what feels good. So Raphael never tells people what to do, because the answers reside inside of you.
Yeah, I'm typically the same. I think it's very disempowering to tell people things. I think it's much more empowering if you can get people to, one, hear it from themselves or feel it within themselves so they know what's true. But, you know, so many people want us to tell them what their soul purpose is and what they're, you know, here to do. And it's such a beautiful gift that it's really difficult to just sort of
sum that up, right?
Part of the gift is uncovering it, is developing it. And it's not, I mean, there's no one specific thing that we're here to do. We're here to be. We're here to enjoy life. I mean, there's so much more than just, you know, a thing that you're to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, and that inner guidance is something you bring and carry with you throughout life, you know, because they're, ultimately, all the answers, of course, as we all know, reside within. It's just getting in there and being able to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's a process being human, isn't it? And often, like sometimes in a setting when I'm finished, they kind of put me on a pedestal and I'm like, oh, really? Please don't. I'm very human. And I have all of my stuff. And if I did everything Raphael told me to do, I would probably be just floating around. But, you know, it's part of our process is being human to learn and unfold and grow and change. And it takes sometimes a lot of hearing the same thing before we implement it.
Okay, I think it's time for our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Kelly Kolodny here. I think when we come back from break, we're going to go into trance and listen to the angel Raphael. If you have any questions, this might be a time to call in. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. But just remember, no psychic questions, just general, nice general questions that will assist all of us. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Tuesday on New Sky Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Sound Effects. Explore the effects of sound on the body and environment with sound therapist Doreen Davis. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with the Dr. Pat Radio Show. At 3 p.m. Eastern, join Laura Lee in the Spirit Salon. Coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Colette Baron Reed Show. Join Colette for her fun, fast-paced show all about you. Be sure to call in early. The phones are hot. Coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, explore your career options with career coach Caroline. At 6 p.m. Eastern, tap into your moment of change with Sherry Gaba and Kathleen O'Connor. Shea Parker introduces us all to today's top metaphysical specialists on Metaphysical Minds at 7 p.m. Shea, the best of the best American psychics, take to the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. At 9 p.m. Eastern, grab your psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Step into the enchanted world of Monty Farber at 10 p.m. Eastern. And at 11 p.m., it's the Zodiac Girls. So sexy, so cool. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
like I'll forget about the mind-numbing games that you play. I am a gentleman, did not pay for every laugh, every time, every bit, every time. And then you feed me some line. I won't hear one more word about changing, changing. Guess what I am? The same man, same man, same man I've always been. And days pass, turn into weeks, when we don't even speak, we just lay wide awake and pretend we're asleep. And you go home alone, and you're checking your phone, and you're looking at me like I'm something you are. Try.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back to Intuitive Soul and Friends. And today we have Kelly Kolodny, who is the channel for Archangel Raphael. And well, we're going to have Raphael join us, so I'm very excited to connect in with this. Kelly will do a toning, and then Raphael will join us.
Okay. All right. I will bring her in now, or him. I have so much love and adoration for all of you. And as you know, I and you are the same, for we are one. And it is that as you were sitting in the void or the space or the source of which you understand to be the original place of infinite space, we sat together and many of you thought about whether it was you were wanting to come here and to descend into matter, into physical form, into the vessels of these bodies that you are in, to have this experience of unfolding into your divinity and expressing yourself. And so for many of you it has been easy, and for others more difficult, but I am wanting you to know that there is so much light and love and assistance that is available to you at this time, and that many of you are opening and shifting and awakening and remembering your divinity. And we are so excited from the angelic realm to perceive and witness and participate in this awakening, and I am so excited to be with all of you to help facilitate that. And so many spectacular things are occurring on your planet at this time. And it is that although you are not always able to perceive or notice it as beautiful and lovely, it is. And there is so much that I'm wanting to share and talk about, but I know all of you have particular things in which you're wanting to ask. But it is that right now on your planet there is this shift that is occurring in physicality and in many of the geographical locations that many of you are residing in. And what it is the rebirthing and the awakening of Mother Earth as she, in a sense, is resurrecting and opening herself to new life. And it is that this is an incredible opportunity for all of you who are in physical form to reconnect with your own essence, your own knowing, your own pulsation of the life force that resides in you, that beats your heart and allows you to breathe, that also is residing in nature and in the blooming of the flowers and the budding of all the things that are beginning to grow and shift and change and awaken. And so I'm wanting to just remind you that this particular time in seasons, and although many of you are not necessarily at a place in which spring is occurring, but many of you are, I'm wanting you to connect and to feel it and to bring the energy and the pulsation of the heart and the source that resides in you that is beating, that is also the same life force that is beating in all that is unfolding and growing, and to radiate a synergy, a connection between the two, knowing that this is a particular amazing opportunity for the reawakening and the opening and the shifting and the blooming and the bringing forth of your divinity. And I am so excited to help to remind you of that, so that you can spend some time connecting with that source that resides in your earth and loving it in yourselves. And so this is a beautiful time, and I'm just wanting to remind you of spending time there, witnessing and watching it unfold. And so, hello.
Hello. Okay. How wonderful. Okay. So I would say, you know, a lot of people have been, it's been a very interesting time, at least in the northern part of the States or the southern part of Canada. We've kind of been going through a lot of different changes. I think a lot of people have been feeling, you know, February seemed to be very quiet. January started off with a boom.
Yes.
February was kind of quiet, more introspective. March has been, I'm just not sure, but it's been kind of a little bit of both. Sometimes big things happening, sometimes just people being very quiet. What do you recommend for people to sort of stay balanced?
Wow. It is that, yes, every day and every month and everything is shifting and changing, and that is always happening. And there are waves that are peaks and highs and lows and valleys. But it is that the steadiness or the balance you're speaking about is about really paying attention and listening and interconnecting with that life force that resides within you and all that is. And as you are speaking of months and the unfoldment and the change, there is a great change coming. There is this birthing taking place. And we're wanting all of you to reconnect with that birthing process and align with it and notice it. For it is often that in the moment you do not see the shift, the change, the growth that is taking place, but the same growth at the speed in which it is taking place in nature as your springtime begins to occur is the same amount of shift and growth and change and awakening and blooming that can occur within your physicality in healing and also in your, what is this word, life force. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Yes, and so it is that we are wanting to align with that vibration. And how to do that is to spend some time outside. So what we are wanting you to do is to pick a particular place in your garden or somewhere where you are beginning to see growth and shift happening. And every day for the next 20 days to spend a few minutes outside in this particular same place, wherever it is, and to sit there and to hold your hand to your heart and to feel the beating and the pulsation of your heart and the life force that is allowing you to move and to grow and to breathe and your body to function, the one in which you have no control over, that you're not in charge of, that you can't fix or change. For if you were to try to think just for 1 second to make your heart beat, you couldn't do it. And that same force, that godly energy, that life force resides outside, of course, in nature and all that is. And as you sit each day there and you observe it, and perhaps you can even use your technology to take a photograph or whatever it is each day, you will see the shift shift, the change, the opening, the blossoming, but you will also see the releasing of old branches and deadness and decaying and absorbing into the soil. And so in that process, you can align with that spectacular moment of this great awakening that happens and facilitates very quickly and align it with your own vibration and your own inner sense. And you can move very fast in releasing old decay, old things from the winter, old patterns, old vibrations, allowing them to disintegrate, fall away, be absorbed into the earth, allowing Mother Earth to take their minerals and use them for something else. And then you can awaken and align and shift and grow and create this amazing new beginning and opportunity and blossoming. And so that is what is occurring. And so we are all asking you from the angelic realm to spend some time in nature at this time each day, developing your interconnection from your essence to the essence of the force of nature and aligning them and seeing them unfold together. And in that process, the opportunity for awakening, change, growth, and bringing forth into your reality that which you're wanting to experience will be facilitated exponentially at a growth that will allow you to what you would call create or manifest what you are wanting very fast. And so it is a beautiful time to be alive and to participate and to connect with Mother Earth.
Wow. Yes, I think some of us may have to wait a little bit longer before we can connect so well with the earth.
Wow.
It's a little frosty here.
Yes. However, it is that the development between the frost and the melting of the snow and the letting go of the water and the water being absorbed is so important. And so if you can even for 5 minutes be a little cold or uncomfortable, but sit and really look at the water or the snow or the frost and photograph it each day at the same time of day, preferably sunrise or sunset when there is the most vibrational opening, and you can witness that change for that will happen so fast from that cold frost to that beautiful flower, you will recognize that same force and source from the coldness that may reside in you can blossom, shift, and change at the same rate. And it is that as you love the water and the molecules of the water and you send it radiant love and you pray over it, that same water will resonate with all the water that resides in you, for you are so much more water than you recognize or perceive from your perspective, that can create so much change and opening and awakenings, and this is very powerful, and perhaps you may be a little uncomfortable or cold for a few minutes, but what's a few minutes in all of eternity?
Beautiful. We are going to go to our next break, so you can bring Kelly back if you wish.
Yes.
You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Kelly Kolodny and we have Archangel Raphael on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Watching TV, so tight. Weighed by the chains that keep me hanging around this town. Where have you been? I've been lying right here on the floor. Well, I got all this time to be waiting for what is mine, to be hating what I am after the light is fading. Hanging around this town on the corner. I've been bumming around this old town so long. I've been hanging around this town.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. We have Archangel Raphael with us. Kelly Kolodny stayed in trance. If you want more information about Kelly, you can go to her website, The Angel Raphael. So The. So make sure you have that there, theangelraphael.com. And we got a great feedback from Raul from Seattle. Raul is wondering, Raphael, you know, what is the best tool or way to surrender and allow to continue the heart healing journey?
It is simply to get out of the way, for it is that all things are divinely perfect, and it is that your human mind and your thought process gets in the way of wanting to bring forth or to control or to make something happen, and it is that you do not know how things need to unfold or how it is going to work. It is simply that in allowing the energy of the source that is so beautiful that to radiate out through you without any blockages, completely surrendering to knowing that all is divinely perfect, and allowing yourself to really let go and to just observe and be with what is occurring, that what can be provided and brought forth into your reality in order to for you to experience is so much more beautiful and divine than you can possibly conjure up in the mind which you have. And so in order to stay present in your heart center and in trust and in allowing, it is really the process of letting go and really surrendering to whatever it is that is. And sometimes in the particular moment, it may seem as though it is not where it is you're wanting to be, but we're not really sure. We're all trying to get to go anyway. And so it is quite silly from our perspective, for you're always trying to get somewhere, do something, get something, bring something, have something, return something, move something. But really, it is that if you can just stay where it is that you are right now, in this second, wherever it is you may be, all is quite beautiful, divinely unfolding in its most spectacular way. And even in the process that you are in right now, if you are feeling physical pain or discord or disharmony or disease, it is just in witnessing it, noticing it, and allowing it that it can quickly move through, disintegrate, dissipate, and leave you, in which you can allow the divinity then to surface and the joyfulness that you're wanting to feel and experience to arise. And so really it is just being present in whatever is occurring right now, right here, in this minute, in gratitude and joyfulness and in allowing and accepting. Because there's nothing you really need to do, change, fix, or take control of. You just need to get out of the way. In order to do that is to just shut down that mind of yours, that ego, that sense of separation that is moving at such a quick rate, trying to fix it and bring forth into your reality whatever it is you're wanting. And so there is much discussion and understanding about your recognizing it and learning that you, from your perspective, you have the ability to bring forth into your reality or your dimension or experience or illusion or whatever it is you're wanting to call it, whatever you're wanting through your thought process. And that is one piece of the puzzle. And yes, it is a baby step in which you are beginning to recognize how powerful your words and thoughts are in creating what you're wanting to experience. And so you can bring forth things and experiencing them, and that is beautiful, and intention is important. But it is now you are a little bit past that, for it's kind of like kindergarten work, and now you're moving into first grade. And in first grade, you begin to recognize that there is something divinely occurring and wanting to express itself within you that is perhaps even bigger or greater than you can intend, think of, or create through your thought process. And so once it is that you have mastered your thoughts and mastered your words, and they're always radiating love, and you will bring forth that which you are wanting, you can also then to surrender, as you're asking, or move into trust or awakening to something even greater, more expansive than that, that the thought can even come up with or bring forth or create. And it is that trust and that expansion and that awakening that is what is occurring now in your planet, that opportunity. That next level, in a sense, the next process of understanding. And so that takes effort in that it is a releasing and letting go of the mind, and is really, no matter what is unfolding and trusting, to say, whatever it is, I surrender to, for I understand that the force that resides and lies inside of me, like the one I was speaking of, that it is also allowing your beautiful flowers to bud and to grow, is so powerful and so strong that it will find its way. And if I can just get out of the way and listen and feel and surrender and trust and know and pay attention to that knowing that resides inside, that is beating my heart, that essence, that something more magnificent and spectacular than I can possibly conjure up in my thought process can form and be created and express itself. So really you're just a vessel that is allowing this divineness to express itself through you, whatever it's meant to be. And so it is really deciding what it is you're wanting to express, but aligning what you are wanting and your intention and your thought also with surrendering. It is a combination of that that allows you to really experience joyfulness and bliss, which is the ultimate thing in which you are wanting to really do in the first place. But sometimes you get a little off course in that you are thinking you need to have certain things or certain dollars or whatever it may be in order to feel joyfulness. But what is the end thing that you're really going for? It is to feel light and joy and radiant love, and to feel loved and to give love and to be an expression of love. And so it is that expression and radiance of love can occur wherever it is you are, whatever it is you are doing, regardless of what seems to be outside circumstances. Circumstances or your illusion or your reality. And as you do that, the meshing and the molding of the molecular structure of the format of your realm or reality that you're witnessing begins to align with that. And it also begins to mirror back that light, that beauty, that love. And you begin to really live in an expression or reality of almost what we would call or you would think of as heaven. And so you can create that here on your earth by allowing and realigning with your divinity and trusting that in this moment right now, all is well.
That's beautifully said. I know that a lot of people try to control things by stating, intending, deciding what they believe the universe is supposed to give them or they think they want. And so what you're really saying is it's not so much that outer expression that we're looking for, but rather the inner experience of happiness, bliss, or joy.
Yes, for the universe will give you what is best, and in trusting and allowing it, something perhaps you're not even thinking of. For let's take some type of an example. For perhaps you're saying, "Oh, I really am wanting to take a trip to Ireland, and I want to go and enjoy it and see the scenery and be with my family and have lots of fun," and so you go and you intend and you make a board and you see yourself in Ireland, and you call the airlines and you say, "I'm wanting to go to Ireland. I want to." Happen and everything you do, there's a blockage. It doesn't work, and they don't have enough seats, and they don't have enough miles, and the route is very long, and you can't quite get there. And you say, "Oh, but my intention is I'm going to go, and I'm creating it, and making it, and focusing it, and controlling on it." And then perhaps you could say, "Oh, but perhaps I can open up to something else, to something even bigger. I can really just let go of that whole idea." And in letting go, you might just say to the person on the other line, "Well, I just want to go somewhere. Where do you think might be good? Where do you have enough seats, enough miles? It might be fun." They might say, "Oh, well, you know, it's a direct route to let's say, England, and it's quite easy, and you can get off there." And you say, "Okay, I will do that." And you just allow that to happen and that unfolding to take place, and it may land you somewhere where you meet somebody who has an opportunity that brings forth this great healing and growing. And the universe has other ideas sometimes. And so it is very important to keep an open-ended, "I am wanting to feel joyfulness. I'm wanting to travel. I'm wanting to be in a new environment. And I'm wanting to have fun. And I'm wanting and I'm seeing it unfolding. And I trust that you will bring forth into my reality that which I'm needing in order to have that experience." But it is that you have been learning that you must define and be very specific in order to bring forth creation, what you are wanting. And that is good. That is the beginning of mastering your thoughts, that they are radiating love, and your words, that they are radiating love. But as long as you are radiating love in your thoughts and in your words from the essence of your heart, then from that place you can move into surrendering. And when you can move into surrendering from that, the combination of your words and your thoughts with surrendering and love can bring forth all that you are wanting to feel, experience, do, and have. And so sometimes there is this missing link in that I will intend and think about and focus and concentrate so hard that the control aspect is literally shutting down opportunities that the universe has to present itself that are bigger, greater, and more powerful than you can imagine with your mind.
Yes, beautiful. We're going to go to our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. You're listening to Kelly Kolodny, who's in trance with Archangel Raphael. You can find more information about Kelly and Raphael at theangelraphael.com. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
I'm standing on the outside of evolution.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. This is Lori from Intuitive Soul. Today we have Kelly Kolodny. Kelly is going to be with us the first Friday of every month. So she will be back with us on... let's see, April 5th. So we're looking forward to that. We still have Raphael in trance. If you want more information, and we did get a personal type question, could have been changed a little bit into a general question, but we're trying not to do personal questions because Raphael wants to respect all the listeners that are here. So if you do have a private question or a personal question that you'd like answered, it would be much beneficial for you to contact Kelly at kelly@theangelraphael.com or go to her website, theangelraphael.com, and contact her through there to set up a private session, because private sessions definitely go into personal information and to assist you on your evolution. While we were on break, we were talking about how we tend to take things really seriously. We're so serious on this planet. We may laugh, we may have fun, but typically we take everything so seriously. So how can we maybe lighten up a little?
Oh, wow. Oh, Laura. Oh, wow. Hello. Hello. Oh, it is supposed to be fun. You're here to have a good time. You're kind of like on vacation. And why not have a good time and move things and shift things and change things a bit? For somehow you have decided that it is all so serious and important and diligent, and you must do this and you must do that, and really you're here to express your divinity and to love one another and to play and to dance and to listen to music and to lay in the snow and make an angel and to go into the water and into nature and to commune with Mother Earth, for she loves you so very much, and she misses you and she needs you, and she wants you to pay attention to her and to love her and to play and to hold the babies and to play with the children and to hold the hand of those who are old and to take care of yourselves and to love yourselves and to change things up a bit, perhaps line your bed upside down or wear a silly outfit or do something completely different. Get up and see the sun come up over the horizon and bask in its light and play and have a good time. For I'm not really sure why you're all so busy with your lists and your things to do and your technology and your emails and your hooking up to the television and to the games, and all that is a great distraction from allowing your essence to express itself and to draw and to paint and to dance and to play and to swim and to share and to love and to climb a tree and to really be the delightful, beautiful beings that you were as children. For it is somehow that the fear and the programming of the old third-dimensional reality of structure has gotten a hold of many of you, and in that process, you forgot what your real to-do list is. And your real to-do list is to be and to share and love and to radiate it. It should be your number one priority at the very top of your list, to be present in what is, in radiating love and feeling joyfulness. And it is in that that all the other things that you think are so important that you need to do today to get done will find themselves unfolding in a much more synchronistic, divine way in which you'll be able to really enjoy them. And so it is that much is shifting and changing on your planet at this time, and old ways and structures and patterns that have been put into place, many of them that are very connected and tethered to fear and toxicity and greed and so on are being released, and you're moving into these new paradigms of consciousness, of structure that are very based on love and peace and joyfulness and rejuvenation and healing and awakening. And so whenever it is surfacing these old patterns, witness them, watch them, release them, and start to really tether yourself to this new divine, beautiful earth. And the easiest way to do it, because in this new earth that you are all creating, your potentiality to feel and to express joyfulness is accelerating. And so in order to help to accelerate it, we are calling from the angelic realm on all of you earth beings who we love so dearly to really participate in that process and in that awakening by really just loving who you are and embracing and enjoying yourself and being playful and loving Mother Earth and caressing her and being with her. For it is the union between you that you can both birth into this new place of divinity. And so I love you all so, so dearly, and I'm calling upon you, asking all of you to get out your to-do list or your thing and to put at the very top, to radiate love, to speak love, to be love, to share love, to play, to be joyful, to allow the beautiful sounds of the chambers of music to joyfulness to come through, and all of the things that allow that to allow you to feel joyfulness to be at the top of your list. And that right now it all seems so important, so serious, to abandon it, just to play hooky for a day, to let it go. And in shifting that and in lightening up, as you say, and having some fun, the things that seem so important that need to get done will happen at a much easier and faster rate. For many of you say to me often, I don't have time to play or to be joyful or to sit in nature or to meditate. But you see that just taking those very few minutes, whatever it may be each day, to commune with nature, to be silent, to be in your essence, to be quiet, to connect with your inner knowing, will allow time to expand and all of the things that seem so serious and important to unfold at a much faster rate, in which linear time will speed up and you'll be able to really enjoy what is. For I am always so curious where you're all trying to get to. I'm not so sure, because you're all going to eventually leave physical bodies and merge back to where it is that I am, in the original source of all that is. And so why not enjoy what it is that is as you are here on the earthly plane? For physicalness in matter, in this earthly state that you find yourself is, has so much to offer. For it has your eyes to see all the beauty and your ears to hear all the music and your voice to share all your words and the taste to enjoy all your food. So savor it and enjoy it and have fun and embrace it, for it is absolutely magnificent.
Wonderful. This is going to be such a joy to have you on the show. I am so excited that you've decided to join us. The show is finished, so you could bring Kelly back for a couple seconds.
Yes. It is my pleasure. I love you so much, and I can't wait to commune with you in this way again. And so, good day.
Welcome back, Kelly, but it's just about time to go. We do have to go. I did want to give a promotional code for everybody, because you have been very generous to give a discount for anybody who wants a private session, either in person over the phone or Skype. The promotional code is SOUL10. You get a 10% discount. Contact Kelly use that code, and you can get more information, obviously, on her website, which is theangelraphael.com. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.